He's here to make you laugh. He's here to bring you energy. He will be discussing your favorite topics in sports, news, movies, and entertainment with no boundaries and no bias. This is the No Gas This Way podcast, keeping you on the edge of your seats, making sure you're entertained and amused. And here is your host of the No Gas This Way, CJ Chris. Yo, what's up? What's up? Thanks for listening. It's your boy CJ Chris. Welcome to another episode of the No Gas This Way podcast. Hope everybody is having a good Tuesday. Tuesday night, we're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about NBA and whatever else comes to mind today. But let's get into it. Let's jump into it, man. First, I want to talk about all the 2-0 NFL teams over the weekend. We had a great weekend in football. Yeah, my Dallas Cowboys, we won. Yes, sir. We came back, won. We'll talk about that later, though. We're going to talk about that later because I know I shitted on my Cowboys. I said they was going to lose, but hey, they didn't. We'll talk about it. But first, let's just talk about the 2-0 NFL teams. We got the Las Vegas Raiders. Wow. Baltimore Ravens, expected. Pittsburgh Steelers, shocking. Tennessee Titans, shocking. Kansas City Chiefs, Green Bay Packers, definitely. What can you say? We already knew that was going to happen. Chicago Bears, nice. Arizona Cardinals, Los Angeles Rams, Seattle Seahawks, and Buffalo Bills. Those are all the 2-0 NFL teams. So let's go down this list. Las Vegas Raiders, they in a new stadium. They out, you know, in Sin City. They out there kicking it. You got Derek Carr looking good. Okay, I see y'all. Baltimore Ravens, we already know what's up with them. Lamar Jackson balling, you know what I mean. The rest of the team, the Ravens is putting on. Pittsburgh Steelers out in the AFC putting on. Tennessee Titans in the AFC putting on. The AFC tough. Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, we already know what that is. Tyreek Hill. Green Bay Packers, we got Jones. Oh my God, we got Aaron Rodgers having a stellar season already. Chicago Bears out in the NFC. Okay, put on Chicago, do your thing. Arizona NFC put on. Rams put on. All right, Seahawks put on. Buffalo Bills. Let's talk about it. You had all those teams, you know what I'm saying? They all playing elite football. That's good. Let's talk what they did, you know. So, the Bills, they played the Dolphins. 31-28. Josh Allen, 24-35, 417 yards. 4 TDs. Okay, Josh, is that what you talking about? Okay, Stephon Diggs, 8 receptions, 153 yards, 1 touchdown. Put on, Buffalo. Put on. Who else? The Rams, 37-19, blew out the Eagles. Yes, I hate the Eagles. Eagles, you're trash. I would never respect you because you're in the NFC. You gave my fucking Cowboys hell from getting to the Super Bowl a whole bunch of times. So fuck you. The Rams beat y'all. Jared Goff, 20-27, 267 yards, 3 TDs. 5 receptions, 81 yards. Cooper Kupp, okay. Steelers beat the Broncos, 26-21. Ben Roethlisberger, 29-41, 311 yards, 2 TDs. 8 receptions, 92 yards. Dante Johnson, 1 TD. Okay, I feel you. The Cardinals beat that team, the Washington football team, 30-15. Kyler Murray, who I expected that was going to have a standout season after being a rookie. Kyler Murray is putting on 26-38, 286 yards and a touchdown. Rushing yards, 20-86. Kenyon Drake, nice running game. Okay, I see y'all. Do your thing. 2-0 Titans, they beat the Jaguars, 33-30. Now the Jaguars, listen to this, their quarterback situation. Gardner Minshew II, 30-45, 339 yards, 3 TDs. No one never thought he would come out and do that. You know what I mean? Whatever, that's Jacksonville. But for the Titans, you got Ryan Tannehill, 4 TDs. Okay, let's talk about it. Jonah Smith, 4 receptions, 84 yards for Tennessee. The Titans might be a problem out there. They're going to try to give Kansas City and the Ravens and all them a run for their money. We'll see, though. Then you know you already had the Packers 42-21 over the Lions. Aaron Jones, 4 receptions, 68 yards, a touchdown. Yes. Then Aaron Jones rushing. This dude is the best running back receiver in the NFL right now. Aaron Jones, 18 carries, 168 yards, 2 TDs. You can't argue with that. He's the best. Now let's get into my Cowboys. We was down all game. We was losing 20-0 in the first quarter. I was like, oh, it's over. I'm done watching these motherfuckers. 29-10. at halftime. I said, oh, it's over. We come out third quarter, 2 touchdowns, 14. We up 24-29, down by 5. Then we score 16 points in the fourth quarter, win this game. That we was down 30. We was down. We went 40-39 behind that onside kick and that game-winning stunning field goal. Dak Prescott had 34 for 47, 450 yards, 1 touchdown. Ezekiel Elliott, 22 carries, 89 yards, 1 touchdown. Falcons got to be sick after that loss, bro. I was shocked, and I'm a Cowboys fan. I was super shocked. But yeah, that was the NFL, man. I talked shit about my Cowboys, but we pulled it out. We'll see what y'all do next week. I can't say. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens. But here's the schedule. Tomorrow, Thursday, you got Miami at Jacksonville. Give me Jacksonville. You got Chicago at Atlanta. Give me the Bears. Los Angeles at Buffalo. Oh, 2-2-0 teams. That's going to be a good game. 2-2-0 teams. It's going to be a good game. Give me Los Angeles. Then you got the Washington football team at Cleveland. Give me the Browns, man. Cleveland Browns playing good. Come on, Baker. Do your thing, bro. Come on, OBJ. Do your thing, bro. Then you got Tennessee at Minnesota. Give me Tennessee, as we already talked about them. Shocking people. Las Vegas at New England. I like Cam Newton, how he's adjusted to that offense out there in New England. It's going to be a good football game. Give me New England. San Fran at New York. Give me the 49ers. Bengals at Philly. Give me the Bengals. And I don't even like Philly. You know that. Houston at Pittsburgh. Give me Pittsburgh. New York at Indianapolis. I'll take the Colts. Carolina at the Los Angeles Chargers. Give me the Los Angeles Chargers. Tampa Bay at Denver. Give me Tampa Bay and my boy Tom Brady. Arizona at Denver. Give me Arizona. They 2-0. Dallas at Seattle. Let's talk about this, man. My Cowboys going into Seattle for a 25 game playing in Central League Stadium. Central League Field. Oh, I don't know, man. That's going to be a tough one for us, bro. We might fuck around and shock the Seattle Seahawks. Woo! You heard it here first on the No Gas This Way podcast. I ain't giving you no gas, no talk. I'm telling you, we might shock these motherfuckers. Hey, Sierra, I need you to go into Russell, you know, this week and give him a ton of pussy. Fuck him up so his mind can be fucked up. We need that. So I got a Dallas with a shocking stunner. Green Bay at New Orleans. That's going to be a hell of a game. But give me Green Bay because they on their shit right now, bro. And then Monday Night Football. Kansas City at Baltimore. Oh, what? That's on September 28th. Kansas City at Baltimore. That's a game you got to record, bro. 8:15 ESPN, Baltimore Ravens. And they playing in Baltimore at M&T Bank Stadium. Oh, who do I go with? Who do you go with, Chris? Oh, I'm going with Baltimore. I said it here first. I'm going with Baltimore. Got to. On the NBA, man, we got the Lakers up 2-0. They play tonight at 9 o'clock. If they go up 3-0 tonight, it's over, Denver. You are not coming back like you've been doing 3-1 on other motherfuckers. You go down 3-0 against the Lakers and Anthony Davis and LeBron James and crew, it's a fucking wrap. Excuse my language, but it's over. So AD is playing like a finals MVP. Everybody, if you don't agree with that, what basketball are you watching? So if they win the NBA Finals, hopefully AD can stay healthy and play like he's playing. He should win NBA his first NBA title and his first NBA Finals MVP. And I'm for sure LeBron James don't have no problem with concurring with that and giving it to him. You know, this is AD's team. LeBron is just there, but you need LeBron too. So then you got Miami up 2-1 against Boston. Please don't. I'm hoping Miami can, Wednesday night, y'all can win this, man. Please don't tie this series up. If you tie it up, it's going 7 games, man. 7 games. And I got Miami going to the finals. I already said that. I got Miami going to the finals. Come on, man. Please don't blow it, bro. Don't blow it. Man, I want to talk about something different today. Music. What's y'all favorite music? My favorite music is hip-hop, and I like some R&B. What do you like listening to? I like that old school 90s feel. You know, I like listening to Notorious Big, Nas, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tupac. What do you like listening to? Lil Uzi Vert, Young Pump. Well, Lil Pump. The only little new artist that I really like that's in this new generation of music is Lil Baby. I can definitely listen to that without being ugh. You know what I mean? So who do you like? There's so many new artists out here that SoundCloud rappers and stuff like that. But out of the new school, Lil Baby might be the hottest rapper out. You know what I mean? But that's it. I like Method Man. I like Redman. Those is real rappers. Go listen to those, you young guys. But you probably ain't gonna like it. But listen to that. You know what I mean? What have you been watching? Talked about this the other thing, you know, since it's the corona. Top movies that you probably can go check out. That's really nothing. It's really nothing out, man. God damn, bro. Oh man. I mean, you remember when movies can just come, used to come out like every 2 weeks? There's something you can watch. You can go to the movies, you know, get on your date with your girl, be like, hey baby, this Friday we going to see this, we going to see this, this Saturday we going to see this. You can't do that no more, bro. There's no movies. I'm looking right now. There's nothing that I would want to watch. What the fuck? Top box office. Nothing. I never even heard of these movies. The New Mutants. The Hole. Dark Circle. What? What is... Man. All right, so I've been watching TV, a series. I watched P-Valley. If you didn't check that out, if you got Stars, go watch that. It's by strip club strippers down in Mississippi. P-Valley is what it's called, and the pink is the club name. The owner is like a transgender, so you got to be open-minded when you watch this show. Pretty good, give it a try. It's a nice show. If you want something to go watch, you could binge watch it. It's only in season one, probably like 10 episodes, so go check that out. I watch this Ghost of Power book 2 with Tariq St. Patrick and Method Man. It's pretty decent. Mary J. Blige, her family is like in a gang mob, and I ain't gonna give too much away because people probably ain't watch it, but it's like a spinoff or sequel to after, you know, Ghost died and Tariq, they showing the side of him, his mom's in jail, shit like that. Been on that, so check that out. Shows I used to watch, I wish they can keep coming back. Ray Donovan was the shit on Showtime. Californication was the shit back in the day, bro. I used to love that. I used to love Entourage. Those are good shows. Now you want to get on your girly thing, I used to watch Scandal, Grey's Anatomy. That's the shit you gotta watch with your girl. You gotta sit there and be like, be all sucking and shit. Scandal in. Well, Scandal was for everybody. That was the shit. But Grey's Anatomy, you had to be watching that with your girl. You don't wanna be caught kind of watching that by yourself if you're a dude. But yeah, man. What y'all been doing out there, man? Hit me up. Let me know. Make sure you follow me on all social medias. As I said, CJChris_live. That's on Twitter, Instagram, man. And also, look, I'm gonna be going videoing. I'm gonna video this podcast. I'm gonna give it a try. I ordered some things to try to make it look good, like a backdrop and things of that sort, some new box lights. So when they get in, I'm gonna go video. I already got the camera and everything else. I just didn't want to record and make it look shitty. Still gonna be voice here on Anchor, but I'm also gonna try to do video, put it out on YouTube. So go follow me on YouTube so you can get a whiff of that. Make sure you follow me on YouTube. Everything is CJ Chris on YouTube. CJ Chris without the lie. So just CJ Chris, just like this, is anchor.fm/CJ Chris. Go follow me on YouTube. Probably next week I'll post a podcast video. Y'all let me know how that look, how it's gonna critique it for me, give me constructive criticism, what I can do better. Even with this show, I'm just talking right now, just freestyling. I ain't playing this show, I just freestyle. So I like it to be raw and uncut. I'm gonna start getting some guests on here, you know, talking about some interviews and doing more things of that sort. So that's where we're at with that. Yep, my time is up. I'm getting up out of here. Your boy got stuff to do. Hope everything y'all been doing is cool. But yeah, make sure, like I said, go subscribe to the YouTube. I'm gonna be starting on them videos. Hope the Lakers go up 3-0 tonight. They do, us over for y'all cats. Denver Nuggets, Jamal Murray, Joker Green got no answer for AD or LeBron. It's your boy CJ Chris and I'm out. Thank you for listening to the No Gas This Way podcast. It was a pleasure. It was a treat. It's your boy CJ Chris. I gave you a perspective today on everything happening in the United States of America, from basketball to football to sports to news to entertainment. It was always a pleasure. It was always a treat. Once again, this is your boy CJ Chris. Thanks for listening. Catch every show, every episode on anchor.fm/CJ Chris. Make sure you go check me out on Instagram, Twitter, CJChris_live. It's your boy CJ Chris. Stay blessed and not pressed. Peace.